Israel, police have increased security operations in major cities following yesterday's shooting spree in a Jerusalem thoroughfare that left two Israeli women dead. Israel says it will retaliate for the attack that was carried out by a lone gunman who was later killed by police. NPR's Linda Gradstein is in Jerusalem. What's been the reaction to yesterday's attack in Jerusalem?
Many of the commentators in newspapers are talking about Israel being on the eve of war, saying that Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon has made a decision to topple the Palestinian Authority and get rid of Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat. The director of military intelligence today said that Israelis should prepare themselves for attacks that are much worse than what they've seen before.
And the mood among Palestinians?
The mood among Palestinians is also very bleak and very angry. Early yesterday, Israeli commando troops went into an apartment building on the outskirts of Nablus. Four members of the Islamist Hamas movement were killed. Palestinian officials say that they were shot in cold blood in their beds. Israel says that the Palestinians threw an explosive device at them and that they were killed in a gunfight. After that, the Hamas organization issued a leaflet saying that it is launching an all-out war against Israel. Palestinians are also very frustrated by the fact that their leader, Yasser Arafat, is confined to his office in Ramallah for the past 7 weeks. Israel's refused to allow him to leave, and Israeli tanks in the last few days have moved even closer to Arafat's office. They say that there is a siege on all of the Palestinian towns and cities. It's almost impossible to move around the West Bank. So the mood on both sides among Israelis and Palestinians is really one of frustration, anger, and depression.
The U.S. Special Envoy Anthony Zinni was supposed to return to the region this week to work for a ceasefire. Will he be doing that?
Well, there's no sign of it yet. Originally, the date was set as January 18th, and then officials in the Bush administration said, we haven't set a date. Yesterday, State Department spokesman Richard Boucher was asked about General Zinni's return, and he said, we're still planning to send him, but we haven't set a date yet.
It's been going on for nearly 16 months now. Attack, retaliation. Any sense on either side there's a way out of it?
The Palestinians are calling for international intervention. They're appealing to the United Nations. They're appealing to the United States, saying that only with international intervention is there going to be any kind of a ceasefire, any kind of a more permanent solution. At the same time, more and more Israelis are talking about separation. In other words, Israel unilaterally deciding about what the border is between Israel and a Palestinian state, putting up a fence, and that's the end of it. So I think there's a real sense that there doesn't seem to be a way out of it, at least right now.
NPR's Linda Gradstein in Jerusalem.